I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They're safely away. Bracey got a good start. Lamont Jacobs trying to get into his running. Christian Coleman's up at the moment. Oh, it's so close. It's so close. Is it the Olympic champion from the world champion just?
Molto bene. Vinci ancora. How about Lamont Marcel Jacobs? I mean, the Italian proving it was no fluke, as he is actually the first reigning Olympic 100-meter champion to win the indoor 60-meter title. Welcome back, one and all. Donovan Bailey running things. I am Jason Portwando alongside the fastest man that I know. That's not really saying much, but always good to see you. Always good to see you, my man.
Listen, it's great to see you. We all had a nice week, and to open up with Viva Italia. It is
this guy's legit.
Well, you know what? We I think that when you I think I said to you before that that the indoor championships is basically the consolation prize. So if this is your highest highest accomplishment in your career, then it doesn't. It really doesn't register that high. But when you're the Olympic champion and you're the world champion, legit Olympic champion or the world champion, and you actually show up, that's an incredible thing. And I think that the fact that we use the clip of Marcel getting out of the blocks and running things. No, I got to tell you something.
Okay.
I expected that Christian Coleman would give him a shot because Christian Coleman is, 6:34. I mean, this is the fastest. Christian Coleman is the fastest guy over the 60 meters in history. But I got to tell you something. Marcel Jacobs is getting comfortable. And the only reason why he's running indoors, I don't think that he really cares whether or not he won or not. I think he's just getting comfortable in his rhythm with the guys that he's competing against. We know that Christian is going to play a massive role outdoors, and Christian, we know, wants to get back to winning the world championships that's going to be later on this year in Oregon. But I got to tell you something, man. Lamont is bigger, stronger, clearly faster, and now he's comfortable with confidence. So the fact is that he shows up in Serbia and indoors. I mean, remember now, he shows up in Christian's specialist. It's his race. Indoors, Christian's shorter. He can get out. His drive phase is way better than anybody else. But Marcel is thinking, nah, yeah, man, I get him out there. I mean, I remember that I used to be like that with a couple of my competitors. We're just not going to mention the name.
I'm shaking my head right now. You know why? Because I got to admit, you were right. You were telling me this guy was for real, and I did not believe you. I mean, you're... In terms of element, this is all about Christian Coleman. He's compact. He's built for the 60.
Right.
Jacobs was just finding his stride when the tape came up. Like, he's not a 60-meter guy. He was just hitting his stride. And to beat Coleman by, what was it, 0.0003,
whatever it was. A hair.
This is not his race. So, listen, I'm going to say this once. You're right.
Well, you're saying this once on air. You've said it a couple of times, but it's all right. Listen, I'm telling you, I was wrong.
I'll admit it.
No, but it's not about being wrong. I think what's awesome is that you're being very observant to the things that you and I have talked about, like looking for specific things, And Jacobs is absolutely just getting his stride. just getting coming in into his own right now. Jacobs, you know, did not hit top speed. I just want to let you all know that
he did when he hit the wall.
Maybe. But Jacobs did not hit top speed. So I think that what's great about all this, JP, is that the outdoor competition in the men's 100 meters is going to be amazing, because we just saw the Olympic champion beat the world champion for probably the very first time in the history of the indoor championships. Because again, the significant athletes, the significant sprinters in the world never go and compete at the indoor championships, because usually, you know, it's just a thing to do for, you know, to break the monotonous training of monotony of training, if you say.
You were right. Okay, so Jacobs wins over Coleman, the American Marvin Bracey, 6.44, also in the hunt, but 6.41 the winning time. So yeah, what a way to kick off this edition of the program. Every edition of this show, powered by Acast. You know what to do. Like us, follow us, subscribe to us. Just tell all your friends. Just be there. That's all you need to do. Coming up on today's program, we'll talk some track. We got a little bit more on the way. We'll touch on March Madness. Naomi Osaka, if she doesn't have enough going on as it is, but even more from her in terms of the mental stresses of playing the sport of tennis. We'll talk Kanye. We'll talk Williams sisters. A lot. And then we'll wrap things up with the anchor leg. But let's go back to the track and check in on the ladies. Here's what happened in their 60-meter dash.
It's a really quick start. Briscoe going well. Svoboda's got a little bit of ground to make up. He's very, very close. And it's Kambunji on the near side.
Mojinga Kambunji. If that just doesn't roll off your tongue, what does? And here's the beauty of that race. He didn't mention her name till when it mattered most.
Well, that's all that matters, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
That's all that matters. I got to tell you something. So the women's race was really interesting. Briscoe from the U.S. is someone that's been injured and also had great potential to be one of the greatest, one of the best female sprinters out there. Svoboda from Poland has been consistent all season and has been winning all season. Kambunji, she's been toiling. I mean, for probably 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, for the track heads out there, you know that she's been toiling. She's won a couple of Diamond Leagues, or she's placed in a few. But I got to tell you, this is some absolute veteran experience for her. In the middle of the track, it seems that Polish sprinter Svoboda, she got lost with the deer in the headlights. She was completely out of her element in the middle of the track, which is usually where that vortex is when in any major championships. That's usually where the energy is, and where the sprinters, that's really the area where the winners are determined. But you know what? Kambunji is amazing. In lane 9, I think it is, or whatever.
She was almost in the grandstand.
Listen, she was on the, we always call it an island.
Right.
And, you know, I think it was probably one of the greatest things that happened for her, because being out on the island, you know nothing, you see nothing, you hear nothing. And I think that she executed her perfect race as the greatest that you can possibly do it. And, you know, for that, man, one, congratulations to her. Two, I think that hope this gives her more confidence that when she steps up, when the other, the big shooters, Shellyann and Shellyann, Elaine, Dina, there's tons, but when she steps outside, I hope this gives her confidence, knowing that if she executes the race, at least the first 60 meters as she did, in Serbia, then she's definitely one of the female sprinters to look out for in the outdoor season.
We've all heard of Eminem. Well, this was M, because Mojinga wins, Makia was second, and Mary Beth was third. Yeah. So it fits nicely.
You know what? I think that also making a name for yourself is actually real important in the indoor season. And again, I think that when I watch the women compete, certainly for those people who didn't know their names before, these are three women that's going to make some noise outside.
Grant Holloway, my goodness, the man is a machine. Let's keep the distance the same. Let's throw a few hurdles out there on the track and watch this guy win for the 56th consecutive time. Is that even possible?
Well, listen, I mean, well, he's not even on the longest streak. I think Edward Moses did that. But I want to tell you all.
Yeah, there's a name.
I want to tell you all this about Grant Holloway. Grant Holloway can be the greatest track and field athlete in the history of the world. That's how talented he is. Grant Holloway, world indoor record holder at 60. I mean, I don't know if he has the outdoor yet, but it's only a matter of time. Grant Holloway can also compete with, very certainly can compete with Jacobs and with Coleman in the flat 60. Grant Holloway can run the 200 meters and the 400 meters. I'm saying to you that, what I'm saying to you all is that Grant Holloway is one of those once-in-a-lifetime athletes like Usain Bolt. I mean, so please, one, remember the name. Two, when he's competing, he's a special kid. Mm. He's a special kid. Yep. And like I said, any event you see him in, any, and I'm saying this for me, any event, 60, 100, 110 hurdles, flat 100 meters, flat 200 meters, flat 400 meters. You know what? Frankly, throw him in the 400 meter hurdles. I'm saying, let him go after the Norwegian. but Grant is one of those special cats that it was one of those special moments at the World Indoor Championships that I cherished, loved watching and seeing someone really special and a once in a generation athlete.
Reason why I mentioned the 56. Consecutive, because the winning time in terms of him warming up to that finals race, the way the guy does it, 7:31 wasn't the 7:29, but eventually he would get there and equal his own record. So now it's 57 straight, and the man, he's just something else. Some other notable accomplishments from the World Indoors at Belgrade. We should mention, how about the triple jump for the ladies? Yomar Rojas, the Venezuelan.
Listen, they're
she's something else.
Yeah, you know what? But I'm saying to you that, again, although, and I always say it, although the World Indoor Championships is not advertised and mm-hmm. all the athletes don't go, I mean, maybe 10%. Or less of the world's athletes, the world number ones usually go there. You're seeing incredible performances. Women's triple jump. You've got Mondo, who Duplantis, who is I'm not a track and field analyst. I mean, I love it, and I'm an expert in the field that I do. But when you're seeing on the indoors, women and men that are either jumping. Over bars or over the sand pit, they're putting down distances that you only get when it's outside and sunny. So I think that COVID maybe has done a great service to getting these kids to now train and focus, and we're in for a fantastic summer. We're in for there's going to be some incredible things. I think that you and I are going to have some fun this summer dealing with this stuff.
Can't wait. Love indoor, but nothing like outdoor. Women's 4x4. Jamaica wins that. Miller Weibo, Shawnee, just dominates in the 400 meter. And the final word, how about the Canadian doing his thing, the Warner brother?
Well, Damien. I think we should have, for those of you who think that I was not going to mention Damien, you're out of your mind.
Got to save the best for last.
Well, he's the anchor. Yeah. That's what it is. Damien Warner, Olympic champion. The greatest athlete in the world. In the world.
Could you be?
Number one.
Heptathlete? Could you do that?
Oh, hell no. That's a lot.
You could do two of the 10, maybe?
You know what's funny? I got to tell you, I'm ambitious enough to try them all.
Okay.
But I don't know. When I was competing, maybe I would be ambitious enough to try them all. Don't know how good I'd be. But Damien Warner, hats off to you, man. Oh, hats off to you.
That's a real athlete right there.
He is the number one athlete on the planet. Mm-hmm. And for someone who, basically, from what it appeared, he just looked like, from the interview I saw, it's sort of like, oh, man, you guys are interrupting my training to go do this indoor thing. so it just appeared that he's in his zone coming off the Olympic. The Olympic record, Olympic champion, Damien, certainly has proven again that he's the number one athlete in the world. Congratulations to you. I'll continue to support you, and I hope every single person out there understand that the greatest athlete in the world is Canada's own Damian Warner.
Goat. Goat.
Yes.
He is number one, but being number one doesn't always make it automatic.
Carolina is going to survive, and the defending national champions, the Baylor Bears, are out in round number two. A one seed is gone in the East.
Oh, let's talk a little March Madness as we continue the month for our women. International Women's Month. We'll get to the ladies' side of the picture in a second, but my goodness, the champs are done.
I don't want to talk about it, bro.
Who had them on top?
I don't.
I went Arizona because I know A comes before B, but somebody
man.
In this
well,
studio
I'm a baby,
here.
So at the end of the day,
there you go. Bailey's Baylor team bounced.
But.
I know you're about to say, but. It's easy now. This is a family show.
Yes. Jason, man, I got to tell you. I think that's
the reason why they call it madness.
I had a rough weekend. Thank God I had track to balance me out. From just a fan perspective, but yes, my bracket's broken. I mean, you know what? I shouldn't say that. I filled out a bracket for me, and I filled one out with my son. They're both broken. But
I can see the headline now. Baylor bus Bailey's bracket.
Yes.
There you go. How's that, Jason, for alliteration?
Well, I think you should you should patent that.
You mean batten that?
Yeah, batten it. No. Baylor.
Okay.
Yeah. Baylor, there's some shockers this weekend.
Oh.
And I got to tell you that Baylor was very much a surprise to me. I mean, St. Peter's. Listen, there are teams I'm watching that I've never heard of, and these guys are putting it down on, top 20, top 20 basketball programs, and that's why the madness is so awesome because every single kid has a chance. I spoke last week about the fact that this is where boys become men.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing it. We're seeing, we as basketball fans, we're seeing athletes we don't know of. They're playing in divisions in the States that are not popular or maybe not even, don't even have, broadcasting rights, TV rights, whatever. We're not seeing them. And I think that's what's awesome about the overall madness, the overall March madness, the basketball that I love so passionately. And this is what we get to see. We get to see big guys go home and men and boys turn to men.
That's what makes it the best tournament in all of sports.
Absolutely.
Don't have to be the better team just on that one day. St. Peter's, you mentioned that. I mean, that school is off to the Sweet 16.
Yes, I know.
And number 15 twice. Beats number 2 Kentucky.
Yes.
Then they beat number 7 Murray State.
Yes.
So
yes.
Baylor, you're not the only ones out there getting upset. Richmond, a 12, beat a number 5 Iowa, who I had going to the Final Four.
I had Iowa go. What? See? I had going to the Final Four
so
also.
So that just mashed it right there. New Mexico State beats Connecticut. That's a 12 beating a 5.
Yeah.
And then got to feel good for Michigan, right? We talked this stuff about Juwan Howard.
Love it. Love
it. You see Jimmy King, Ray Jackson, Jalen Rose, all ecstatic.
Whoever you're missing. Whoever you're missing. You're missing out. But that's what it is. I mean, we spoke about Juwan Howard, a couple weeks ago with that mishap. And look how this is. Man, the guy's hugging his own team, hugging the other. Yeah, because that's what it's about.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what it's about. And I think ultimately our decision to discuss it back then and how we felt that he needed to be punished or handled. Obviously, I love when it comes to this place where we see good things happening at the end. So it's anchored by him winning and supporting his team and his team supporting him.
And how about the Canadian content? I mean,
oh my God,
we have so much talent.
I think it's at 60 plus kids.
Yeah,
60.
This is amazing. Now, obviously, that number's changed now. with teams getting knocked out.
Well, no, I mean,
that, but I mean to start.
But I'm saying to you, I understand. I don't like at this point. Like, obviously, teams are going to get knocked out. But
right,
you know, as a proud Canadian, I, you know, one of the things I always talked about is work your butt off, be disciplined, be focused, and dream big. And so, if this is if I'm responsible for a tiny piece of this, then thank you. I love the fact that there's 60, 70 kids. This is just male, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. So we probably have 100 kids in the NCAA playing at the highest level, the grassroots for the WNBA and the NBA. We have tons of Canadian product, raw Canadian product, who are playing with the very best, which only means that our Canadian national team, our Olympic team, just going to get better over the years. And also, we're just going to see more kids, you know, utilizing the opportunity to play with the very best. So, Jason, I tell you, I love the fact that we have this many Canadians that are there and continue to play well at the highest level, man. This is amazing.
Billy Donovan, those Florida Gators back in 05-06, still the last team to repeat, and they will remain the last team to repeat.
Yeah, Baylor's gone home.
Baylor's gone home. Ladies' side, things a little bit more according to plan there. Number ones all still in play.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Stanford also in play, Louisville, NC State. Got a couple of number 10s that are still in play, which is kind of cool to see. South Dakota, part of that bracket, and also Creighton. Part of that bracket. So, yeah, that's pretty good to see. So, March Madness lives up to its billing. Well, we're not surprised there. Donovan Bailey running things, powered by Acast. Jason Portwando alongside the living legend. Let's transition to a little tennis.
Yeah.
And it's been well documented, the struggles of Naomi Osaka. Not so much on the court, off the court. There's been a lot brought to the forefront in terms of mental awareness, mental health. We need to talk about this, and we are. And recently for her, heckled by a fan. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot more of this, by the way. And I mean, I get it. The fans pay their money. They're able to say what they want as long as it's not derogatory. But anyways, it had an effect on her. So she continues to try and battle through things. But I did see her recently ahead of the Miami Open. You know, they're posing with Kim Kardashian, and we'll segue to her in a bit. But, you know, Naomi, you know, just trying to do her thing.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you. So as an athlete, I loved.
Would that fuel you?
That's what I'm going to tell you. I love going into enemy territory. I love being heckled. I love, like this drove me, this fueled me. But I was, you know, I broke the world record in America.
Ooh.
In Atlanta.
Ooh.
In your house, man.
Mm.
You know, I mean,
on a
I go
Saturday night.
On a Saturday night. I mean, I go to the UK. I go to London. I compete against Linford Christie. I win there. I mean, I'm saying to you that mind you, track fans are a little different. People are not going to heckle you because they can't. I mean, you know, there's dead silence when you get in the block, so someone can't yell out. I mean, that would just be, you know, you'd definitely be tossed out or a couple of people would jump on you. But I loved it. Because it fueled me. And I'm saying to you, yes, Jason, although you have fans that'll pay their money to come out and watch competition, you also understand that the person that you're watching is also not a robot, right? Mm-hmm. So I, you know, for a heckler, you've got to understand, especially the etiquette of tennis or the etiquette. They think about tennis and golf as the gentleman's sports, right? Or women's sports.
Polite
right?
clapping.
Absolutely. You know, and in order for you to watch, you know, those athletes be their greatest, you probably have to, you got to cheer them on, you know, but you're all part of a team. You're the audience. You're the supporter. I don't think there's any place for heckling. But I also think that, you know, on both sides, Naomi probably needs to be prepared that there's going to be people that's breaking the rules, you know. So I'm very supportive of her. And in any way, shape or form, whatever she's going through, I want her to be the greatest tennis player ever because she has the potential to do that.
So now this happened during the second round of her, you know, play at Indian Wells. And it's not the first time we've seen fans, you know, act in a certain way,
right,
you know, towards an athlete. Right. Just so happens that, you know, this athlete we're talking about is not white. The next situation I'm going to bring up, also, the Williams sisters, obviously not white.
Right.
This from back in 2001, Venus withdrew with an injury. Serena then went on to play Kimmy Clijsters. Right. And, of course, a large portion of the crowd was booing
Stats,
back then.
Man. So, love this.
You know what? To me, you said it perfectly. It's all in the way you handle it. Some people will not only survive, but they'll thrive. When you feed them that, but some, you know, they can't handle it.
Well,
and, you know.
Well, I mean, look. Well, I'm going to tell you the differences, and for those of you who've not seen King Richard, I suggest you go and see it. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying to you. I mean, you've got to understand that Richard Williams, Serena, and Venus's dad put those girls through every single situation that they would face in life. So I'm very certain that the Williams sisters understood that when they went into enemy territory, which was every territory they went in, they went into kill. I mean, I might digress for 1 second. Tiger Woods said that in his Hall of Fame speech, right? He wasn't allowed in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. He only had two questions.
Yeah.
Right.
Where's the first hole?
Where's the first tee? And what's the course record?
Boom.
My man.
There
so
you
I'm
go.
Saying, and I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's what the Williams sisters are. And if anything, maybe hopefully Naomi can learn a little bit from them and what it is that they do. Now, one of the problems that I had, you know, even the Williams sisters were in the news, Jason, was with, I think it's Jan Campion. Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Listen, one, I know that she was trying to make a joke or she was trying to do something, but my suggestion to her is to leave that to the comedians. And if she's getting an incredible award, she should be thankful that she got the incredible award and kind of not separated and definitely separated from sport because the Williams sisters, the adversities that they have had to go through in life for them to even be accepted, much less play tennis, much less to be the best in the world, the best in history, you can't compare that. So I thought it was very offensive, and there's no need for that.
So we're talking about director Jane Campion. She received an award for her movie, The Power of the Dog, and this was at the Critics' Choice Awards, and she looked into the crowd and said, you know, unlike, you know, Venus and Serena, I had to play against the
Jeez,
boys.
Man.
And just kind of diminishing the achievements, the accomplishments of the Williams sisters, who, by the way, after that heckling in 2001 at Indian Wells,
right,
they boycotted that event for a good 15 years.
Good.
Before going back 14
good.
Years, whatever
good.
It was. But, yeah, just, you know, again, so this was the Jane Campion comment. She has since, you know, rescinded it, apologized.
Of course.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, you're right. I mean, try to leave the, you know, the fun stuff to the comedians.
Yeah, dude, I mean, you got to do that, man. And ultimately, you don't know the journey that it takes, especially athletes. I mean, you know, I'm always going to be sympathetic to athletes because you just never know their journey. I mean, I don't know Naomi Osaka's journey. I mean, obviously, right, I can relate to many things, and Williams sisters, you know, I can relate to maybe winning, but the journey, my God, I mean, the fact that you know, in the middle of an urban community, you've got a man taking two little girls with beads in their hair to play tennis on you know, gravel and concrete only to, you know, go to places where they're not allowed to be in, not allowed to come in through the front door, whatever the situations are, for them to become the greatest. So yeah, sometimes it's always good to stick with your own stories, your own journeys, and you know, don't be critical of others if you don't know exactly where they're coming from.
Spoke of Osaka ahead of the upcoming Miami Open, you know, styling, profiling with Kim Kardashian, and why not if you get the opportunity? I certainly would.
Of course you
would. Kanye West, I'm not sure what's going on there. I mean, there's been a lot said, and the Grammys have since dropped him from the show. He was supposed to be a performer, wasn't scheduled originally to be a performer, but was kind of an add-in, an add-on, if you will, but there's a lot going on with him on social media, and it's not just a Kim Kanye thing. We know Pete Davidson's in the mix with Kim right now, but Trevor Noah, too. Late night, you know, talk show host, just, you know, saying enough is enough in terms of this whole situation.
Jason, come a couple of things. I mean, and we'll touch on that. I mean, I think that one, I saw the Daily Show piece with Trevor Noah. And I agree with Trevor 100%. Because, you know, we all, actually, what you just mentioned, Jason, is this. You mentioned Kim, you mentioned Kanye, you mentioned Pete Davidson. Who else did you mention?
That's about it. That's about it. Yeah, the four of them.
You know what you didn't mention? And you and I are dads, and you know this.
Okay.
Who I'm going to talk about. The kids.
Of course, the kids, yes.
You know what I mean? And yeah. and I love, like, the fact that, you know, the world is always looking at news and also almost watching this train wreck happening. I mean, everybody wants to see, I don't know if everyone wants to see Kanye fail or whatever. Everyone knows for sure, though, that he's had mental issues because it's been well documented. But I agree with Trevor. I mean, at this point, there's really no point. There's really no reason for any of this stuff to be happening. If there's people, marriages break up every single day. I think that you need to pull it back from social media. That should all be a private issue. If you have an issue with your ex-wife dating another dude, I mean, you should probably be able to take that up. I mean, much like we talk about war, and I think that you should be able to sit at the table and have a discussion. I believe that that is something that you should also do, because at the end of the day, you know, as not normal as these kids are, the places that they grow up in and what they do, as not normal as going to be, you don't want to make it, you don't want to make it even less normal, right? I mean, you don't want your mom and dad's dirty laundry to get air out in public. I mean, I don't care, you know, how social media is. I'm very certain that you do not want your kids seeing mom and dad's dirty laundry being aired out.
Yeah.
So I agree
100%.
With
100%. And Noah, of course, being the host of the Grammys.
Right.
This is all part and parcel. Kanye now barred from the event. And it's unfortunately, it's going to come with the territory because of who you are. Your name is Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Kanye West. So everything is under the spotlight, the microscope. But you're right. Just for the kids' sake, it'd be nice if they could just, you know, keep it copacetic.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking private, man. I mean, yeah. You know how I am.
True.
I mean, my private life is private. I mean, as a public person, my private life is private, and ultimately, you know, I would think that, you know, these are two very public figures. Actually, there's three very public figures. Pete Davidson doesn't want any part of it. I mean, we know that he just doesn't care, right? But if Kanye cares about his kids, I'm thinking that harassing his ex-wife or doing this on a public forum is probably not the place to be. I mean, you should be able to have a conversation. You should be able to have a conversation, big. Like, yo, listen, man, let's squash this. I don't like this. I'm trying to get you back, you know. And she just says, hey, yo, I'm done. You know whatever it is, man. You know, it's gotta. Jason, you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an optimistic guy, and I'm always looking for a solution that is best for everyone. And I just think that privacy in that situation is something that should be honored.
Looking for the best solution, says Donovan Bailey, a man that's always looking for the bat, and just give it to him and let him do his thing. You know what? It's time to run the anchor leg.
A cleaning save to Donovan Bailey.
That's right. Football's got the 2-minute warning. Horse racing's got down the stretch they come. This show has got the anchor leg where, yes, we give you the baton and tell you to run and do your thing. First up, Mike Tyson. Iron Mike sinking his teeth into the marijuana industry. Gummies in the shape of an ear. Of course, going back to 97, that fight with Evander Holyfield. Are you cool with this? Do you want some of these?
Okay, so here's the thing. All jokes aside, I'm hoping that Evander is getting some royalties on this. No, I'm telling you. Okay, I know that Mike sank a lot of dough into the cannabis industry a couple of years ago. He's definitely with the Tyson.
We talking producer Mike? Or Iron Mike?
No, we're definitely talking Iron Mike.
Because I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. But... Okay, Iron Mike produced. Okay. He sunk a lot of money into the Tyson Ranch in California, and he definitely entered the cannabis industry and have been doing obviously some tremendous things. Him putting out edible ears, mm-hmm. Hey man, why not? Everyone knows it. Like I said, maybe Evander is getting a little bit of royalties. That would be good. But yeah, why not? Why not, Jason? Why not?
Why not?
That's what I say. Why not?
Let's roll with it. Kelly Clarkson and Snoop have a brand new show out. It debuted recently. It's called American Song Contest.
Right.
Are there not enough of these out there already? Is this something you'll be watching? I mean, we've got American Idol. We got The Voice. It goes on and on. But what about this Snoop-Kelly combination?
I love the fact that Snoop can collaborate anybody, bro. I think that, I, you know.
Really?
I Snoop's my boy, man. I think that I'm a huge fan. You know what? And Kelly Clarkson's not bad either. You know what I mean? I'd watch her thing, you know. But I like the fact that Snoop Dogg, his brand, can collaborate anyone. And yes, I have no problem watching another show that's going to highlight, you know, future talent trying to find that diamond in the rough. Yeah, so I'm going to watch that for sure.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it'd be a good combination, but
no.
I was wrong.
Okay, who thought Snoop and Martha Stewart?
I'm just going to say that.
I mean,
You're reading my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk more music here. Daddy Yankee apparently ready to call it quits. Do you like reggaeton? I know you like your...
I like reggae.
No, hey, without the ton?
No, no, the ton. Listen, here's...
You don't like Daddy Yankee? What's wrong with you, man? No.
Yo, listen.
Don't forget I got Latino blood in me, so easy now. I'm Cubano.
So I'm gonna relax.
Todo bien?
I'm gonna relax.
Bien, bien. No,
hey, I am a music fan, and certainly for those of you who know me, reggae is one of them, and reggaeton is this cousin. So I'm, you know, hey, he's not going anywhere. Please.
All right.
He's not.
All right.
No, he's not going anywhere. I mean, come on now. I mean, you as you know, here's one of the things about art. As a musician,
I'm listening.
Or, an artist, you never retire. And you can't go anywhere. Because no matter what happens, that's what's defined you. So, no, it's not going to happen.
Gasolina. Que tira. Oh, he's got so many good songs. All right,
absolutely.
Let's move on. It's a brand new month in terms of the summer solstice.
Yeah,
we are officially, spring solstice. I wish it was summertime, but we're going to get there eventually. No masks.
Okay.
That's something, you know, it's still, you know, I want to get your take on this because you can still wear them if you want. There's no right or wrong answer. You masking or no masking?
I'm going to mask.
Okay.
I'm going to mask because, a couple of things. One, I can go wherever the hell I want to go and no one recognizes me. So that's a good thing.
I have the same problem.
Right. But I think in some ways I'm, you know, just like when vaccines came out or whatever, I wasn't the first to jump to anything. I'm not the first to jump to anything in particular.
Okay.
So one, I'll wear the mask because it's privacy for me and I can go and get things done. Two, I still think that there's some safety measures we should have until we get to that place where this is just the common cold or whatever it is. So, for me personally, I would encourage people to, you know, if they're wearing masks and it's comfortable and they have safety is one of their concerns, then why not?
All right. None for me. I need to breathe. No right or wrong answer.
Right. Absolutely.
I need to breathe. Last thing. No Phil Mickelson at the Masters this year. Obviously, you'll still be watching. No Tiger as well, but it's just weird. No Tiger, no Phil. Mickelson's first time missing the Masters in 28 years. Big deal, no deal. Okay, there we go.
Is Tiger's going to be there, right?
Probably watching.
Tiger's going to be watching. Well, listen, I'm going to watch the Masters to see if Tiger's watching.
Perfect. That is a perfect ending to another edition of Running Things with Donovan Bailey. I am Jason Portwando. He is the living legend. We appreciate you listening each and every week. We appreciate the company. You know what to do. Until next week, like, follow, subscribe, share. Appreciate it.
Peace out and see you next week.